Okay, this is, oh my goodness, this is POL, and at an advanced stage of the story or somewhere, actually, it could be, anyway, it comes naturally. So we got the, what shall we call that character, a devotee living on the countryside, south, after the explosion of the movement. Back in the late 90s, and he's American, and he's a talker, and he's a go-getter, and all of that. And then there's this scene where there's a confrontation between him and someone else, whoever it is, P, whoever, who tells him, you know, because here then meets them, and the big American guy does his big American talk, but then all of a sudden his quiet background wife, Swedish wife, was very shy, comes in, and by the sleight of hand of God takes over the entire stage, and yes, her mother is this. Famous actress, but, and she starts to shine, and the big American doesn't shine, he becomes small, crummy, pot-bellied, looking like a dwarf from Lord of the Rings. And he's trying his best to harshen his voice, sound very powerful and learned, and budge in with profound statements, but by now Pio and the lady are having a nice friendly conversation, sometimes in Swedish, to the great dismay of the, or disdain, whatever you call it, of the great American. So this is, again, it's a comic scene. Comic relief. And that character could be a bit of that, the American character. So then, in the end, maybe we can take it into any kind of conflict level. Even when someone tells this guy, "Hey guy, wake up. You used to be in good shape and now you're sitting here like a Buddha figure." So shape up, humble down. Stop just humping your wife on Friday nights. respect her for her beauty and talent and intelligence. Which is more brilliant than yours? And the American goes, so you can do things like that, little funny stuff.